Chapter 9, 5:46 a.m. Chase pulled on a pair of cargo pants, t-shirt, and tennis shoes, then listened to the weather on the radio as he ate breakfast. Emily was stalled in the Gulf of Mexico, gathering strength, making up her mind which way to go. His cell phone rang. "What time is it?" his father asked.
6 o'clock.
"Exactly."
"That's what I thought."
"How do I know you're not looking at the time on your cell phone?"
"Because your old man wouldn't lie to you."
"How are things there?"
"I'm getting ready for school."
"Good."
I'm kind of curious about something."
"What's that?"
"I was wondering where all our old photos are, you know, of the family."
"I gave them to your Uncle Bob for safekeeping. We don't have a lot of room in the shack, and storing them in the places we go is a good way to lose them."
"What made you think about that?"
"I don't know. Maybe hearing the name Emily over and over again."
His father was silent for several seconds, then said,
"I can see that. But the name's just a coincidence. They alternate female and male names every hurricane season, starting with the letter A. This year, it's been Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, and now Emily."
"I better get going. Tomas is over at the restaurant. Everything okay?"
"Yeah."
"Stay alert, Chase."
"I will."
"Talk to you later."
His father ended the call.